Well, ivermectin has been touted as the wonder drug solution to the COVID-19 crisis. Several trials suggesting that it may have some benefit. But the largest trial yet comparing ivermectin to a placebo was published a couple of weeks ago. And it found no statistical significant benefit from ivermectin, but possible harm from that drug. And Dr. Emmanuel Taban, a pulmonologist at MediClinic Midstream, wants to highlight what some of that harm can be. Emmanuel, a very good morning and welcome to the show.
Good morning, Afrika Malani, and also the listeners out there. Thank you for having me in your show.
Tell us about your patients who are currently admitted due to liver failure as a result of them administering ivermectin.
I think if I look at the first and the second and third wave, I think, of course, in second wave, we have already been seeing patients that have presented to our facilities that have been on ivermectin with the deranged liver function. It means they have elevated AST, ALT, and GGT on their liver function, and most of them did admit it for using ivermectin. And of course, in third wave, the numbers have increased, and of course, most of these patients end up on life support or on ventilators, and most of them end dying as a result of liver failure. But I'm not saying 100% that the ivermectin is pushing them to liver failure, but I think it's just one of the precipitants that actually, with the presence of other drug interaction and presence of sepsis, those people actually end dying with the as a result of liver failure. So that's been our problem currently. And then, of course, what I did was to review my data, third wave, actually, to see actually what's happening, what kind of actually ivermectin causing that liver failure. And I found in midstream that there are three types of ivermectin that patients are taking. One is the tablets. And then the second one is what we call ecomectin 1%, which is actually injectable drugs for animals use only, written on the box. And the third one is a kind of a bottle, also with the same indication for animals only. Now, those that are used for the animals are the one actually causing liver failure. And I think the chemical there, which is called ethyl glycerol, is part of the culprit there. So my point is that there's no study that actually in the world that have looked at the animal drugs that have been used in humans. There's no such kind of study. So we have no data whatsoever that the animal product are useful that can be used in human patients. There's none. So the studies that we're seeing are studies done on ivermectin that are used in the humans for parasites and other things. And those ones, I mean, patients currently are not using them. They use the animal product. And that's for me, it's very concerning, and people are just dying because of that. And that should be stopped.
Do the patients indicate whether they'd been prescribed the animal product, as you call it, from the healthcare workers? Because I imagine I'm not advocating for or condemning the use of ivermectin. I think it's up to your healthcare professional to advise and to give you the latest research. But if Dr. Taban tells me that ivermectin could be helpful here and guides me in the process of how much I should be consuming, we should not be seeing cases of liver failure, should we?
No, we shouldn't. The issue that I think, actually, if you look, there was a social media WhatsApp that went viral. And that was because I was concerned. So I had written that WhatsApp message to group of our colleagues to actually advise them what we're seeing at our facilities, why we're seeing high number of liver failure on those patients who've been getting ivermectin, and because most of the doctors prescribe them, but they don't know what is being given to this patient. And some of these drugs actually are sold on the black market. So most of the, and also patients that consume them, it's not like people who are uneducated. People that are highly educated, and actually, if you look at the containers written there, only for animal use. But someone tells them that it's actually beneficial and can keep you away from COVID. And if the answer is true, that actually keep you away from COVID, then why are we seeing majority of people in ICU that have been taking ivermectin in the ward with the severe lung problems? And why do we have high mortality in third wave? I mean, that just for me, it doesn't make sense. I'm not saying don't take ivermectin or take it. No, I'm not saying that, but I'm very concerned that if you're going to be using animal product that has not been proven to have safety in humans, I think for me that's a problem for me. And that increased mortality in my ICU and in my patients. And that I would definitely take it very serious about that.
It's an important warning. Thank you very much for your time, Dr. Emmanuel Taban, pulmonologist at MediClinic Midstream.